Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
First and 10, here they come. Burns the hit, fluttering ball intercepted. Picked off Carter, the rookie from Penn State, at the 25 of San Francisco.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
Kevin Harlan on the call. Giants got no points out of that.
I mean, what a defensive stand.
Okay.
Now, you won't even allow me to say it. I mean, it was. Come on, Steiner.
Okay, we're past the halfway point. We've been nice. The Giants stink. They freaking stink.
You know that's hitting home a little more because I tried to sell you on they were better. I mean, but they've been hit with a rash of injuries too, but that was awful, man. And the Niners did what you're supposed to. They treated them like a wet dish rag. Ran through them, tackled, and put up 34, season high. You can't sit back after the season high, can you? Anything can happen, I guess.
The other thing is, anytime a bad team gets a win, they won't win the following week. Like, that's why they're bad team. That's why they're a bad team. It's hard to win. Bad teams don't win two in a row.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, they got demolished last week.
Who?
The Giants.
Well, you can lose more. Than,
they gave up two 100-yard rushes.
I'm not saying you win
Philly.
And then you lose. I'm just saying when a bad team wins a game, they're going to lose the next one. But they can lose and then lose and lose.
I feel like this is your baseball spoken, Evan. Is that what it's like? Because they didn't win last. They got destroyed.
No, I know. Yeah. I understand. The New York Giants got killed last week.
Right.
In a separate thought, give me a bad team.
Arizona.
Yeah, they're not going to win two in a row this year.
Well, they got Dallas tonight and the Niners.
They win last week?
Well, they got the Niners in 2 weeks. I'm saying no. They didn't win last week.
I'm just saying if you're a fan of any team, expect them to at least lay three eggs a year.
Well, that I get.
Apparently you don't.
Well, 14-3, Steiny, that's your ball.
No, no. Three clunkers, and then we'll see what happens after that.
To the caller's point that, and I know, I think it was Depeche, and it might have been before him, and I don't want to get over my skis. But, Steiny, if this bad boy gets to 7-3, forget playoff, you can get the division. And to have the tiebreaker and have swept the Rams, because that's what you would have done. I mean, I'm looking at you got me. I told you about how special this season was and with the top-tier teams, Steiny. Tell me who's doing a better – how are you not impressed with the Niners 6-3 as opposed to Indianapolis 7-2, and it's phenomenal. New England 7-2, they're all candidates. The Broncos 7-2, but half their team is not hurt. And that's why Eagles, wake me up, 6-2, and they're doing it. Tampa, impressive. But, Stani, the Niners have no business, I don't believe, 6-3. You say what to that when I say no business?
They shouldn't be.
Okay.
The Rams gifted them a game.
Arizona gifted them a game, I believe.
And then they've won the games that they should have won.
Wow, man. What's at stake, man?
This is Joseph Avina. One of our clueless people, apparently, on the YouTube chat. He's like, what are you talking about, Steiny? They beat the Eagles, the Giants. Yes, I know. That's my point. Like, even bad teams are going to get a couple wins. Mm. And some of them might even be against good teams. It doesn't mean the Eagles stink, and it doesn't mean the Giants are good. It's like, the whole name of the game in the NFL, to me, is consistency.
Well, come on, man. That's across the board. All of them.
Well, I'm just saying.
There's three 1-win teams in the league now. Can you name them?
Tennessee.
Bam. Look at my man. And I'll give you another hint.
Hint.
Okay, there's two left.
Dolphins.
Nope. I'm staring. You're going to be like, dango!
Jets.
Yeah, look at my Evan. One more.
And the Saints.
Okay. And how do you know that? Because you started right. Well, you didn't start yesterday. Dude, man, imagine if you're doing radio in New Orleans. Well, that was your whole Warrior career.
No doubt.
Dude, how do you bust?
By the way.
Bam!
By the way, you know who else just has one win? The Saints and the Pelicans.
Oh, right. When'd they get their win? I got
them
on.
They didn't.
Yeah, zero.
They're 0-6. Yeah. So between them, they've got one win. Shit.
I was getting happy for Willie Green. When did I miss the one? Dude, he might be on thin ice.
He should be. He's not a very good coach.
Now, Steady, we've talked to him on our show. You wouldn't have? Yeah, when he was here with the Warriors.
He was never on our show.
Green, we did a show, and I was like, Donovan playing bitch about that. You know Lawrence Moreau.
But he hadn't coached the Pelicans at
that
point.
Yeah, but he was on the Warriors staff.
As an assistant.
But your energy wouldn't be that. He's not a good coach. Go get him, pal.
When's
buddy?
The last time they went? How long's he been there?
I'm worried about him. Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should
I'm
be.
Worried about the Warriors.
You should be. You should be. I thought they were going to the Western Conference Finals on last Thursday.
Hey, nobody said
you're
changed
already
it.
Starting to, what's it called? Bucket the water out of the
Illard,
boat.
If you and Willard, let me get, what about Willard sending us a text message? How thirsty do you got to be?
So vintage Willard.
Him and Dibs. He puts Dibs on it. We got to bet for the Chiefs that they'll make the playoffs. Those guys in the afternoon are saying they won't. And they lost to Buffalo. And here comes Willard with the whole Chiefs sketch. I do got to say, that's the first time I'm thinking it might be a possibility. They won't lose out anyway. Chiefs won't lose out. We're fine.
If you ask the listeners whose side they're on that bet, well, first of all, most people are going to be on our side just because they like us more than those two guys.
Yeah, but they don't like the team that beat them in the Super Bowl twice. So I think the guys in the afternoon get the nod. But go ahead.
I don't think a lot of people would take the Kansas City Chiefs
that was
to
a
not
dumb
make
bet.
The playoffs.
Yeah!
Let's go to Tracy in Redwood City. Hey, Tracy, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
I knew you were talking about Purdy versus Jones, and just watching Jones the last few games, the thing that concerns me is it seems like physically he's having really troubles with his legs and his knees and just give me your thoughts on whether or not he's going to be able to hold up if Purdy's not going to be able to get in the game.
I mean, go ahead, Stoney.
Well, I mean,
that's the right thought, but he's been doing this for weeks, right? He's been doing this for weeks, and yesterday he was in his bag, getting rid of the ball, doing – like, we've seen him look like he needed surgery and then get back in the huddle and deliver a dime the next play.
I mean, that's another reason that, you know, they're going to need Purdy, I think, at some point. I'm not saying Jones can't make it, but you have to give yourself a shot. Brock Purdy's hurt, and Mac Jones has given him a crack at it.
19 to 24 yesterday, Stoney. Average pass in the air, 9.8 yards. I mean, that's what he does.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So go ahead. You wanted to – it's our show, as you always like to say.
Oh.
What do you think of that Warrior game Saturday? Dude,
okay.
Boy, Indiana played.
All right, Milwaukee's
really
one thing.
Pretty good.
Follow that game up with who they're missing, and they were missing some studs, the Pacers. But, Stoney, why do I feel like young, athletic, long dudes are going to give us problems? And this is my big concern. I've noticed a trend that they're picking Curry up or all of our guards 94 feet, and now all of a sudden that's becoming an issue. But if you get the ball with no problem and you don't turn it over, what I am noticing, Stoney, is it is taking energy for Steph and all the guys to deal with that pressure.
Hmm.
And I'm just like
– and you see that seven games in.
Yeah, because I feel like it's been the difference in some of the outcome of the games. But to be 4-3 after that 4-1 start without, you know, who's not playing for both teams, I just can't ignore that. And I'm not changing my stance on the season, but what did you make of it? Kerr was not happy, especially after Saturday night.
I mean, like I told you, I watched the Thursday game against the Bucks. And I know, they didn't have Giannis. You should have won. Yeah, they got outplayed.
Mm.
I thought the Bucks were really good. I actually didn't think the Warriors were that bad on Thursday against the Bucks.
Well, how do you get outplayed then, I guess, when you got Jimmy?
Because they're and they're more hungry. Mm. Like, that's
even
the other thing.
Even with no Giannis?
Can we? That's why they were hungry. I mean, are you kidding?
So
those guys know they're going to play a lot of minutes.
Okay, but how hungry do we have
to be
when you got Jimmy, Dre, and Steph?
They're not hungry in November, on November 1st. This is going to be the problem with the Warriors this season.
Well, don't ask the Clippers that. Don't ask the Lakers that, because they showed
that's
up.
That's the point. They're going to be up and down.
Man.
Like,
and Al Horford, like, Stoney.
We knew that. Okay. Well, hold on. Yeah. Goo. We knew this.
Yeah.
We knew it. So we cannot be surprised. We cannot be surprised if they just went on the road for two games and they looked like they lacked some energy.
So Jonathan Kuminga had 11 field goal attempts, and I thought he played well.
Which game?
Saturday.
Okay.
Is there going to come a game where he has to be more assertive and go up that field goal shot attempt? Or are we all going to hate on him if we see something where he's being more aggressive? Because, Stoney, I'm going Star Wars and Princess Leia. He might be our only hope. I love Pods. I love Moody. I love Quentin Post. But those aren't the Thundercats like the Thundercats on these other teams, whether they're coming out practice squads or whatnot. They're giving us the business different than our guys are giving the other teams Thundercats business. So that's why I look at Kuminga like, oh, boy, how do we make that transition of, yeah, you shot 11, you're playing the right way, but that bad boy might need to be 17 or 18 field goal attempts.
All I can tell you is in the fourth quarter, Curry took 7 shots, Butler took 5, and Kuminga took 4. And to my way of thinking, that's a pretty good ratio for those three, because you want Curry to take most of the shots if he can.
But turnovers were, again, an issue.
And see, that's why I don't think, like, I don't look at it as they, let's say, went away from Kuminga. I feel like there were three plays where, like, Curry turned the ball over at half court twice.
That happened.
So that's not a matter of them going away from Kuminga. That's a matter of them not even being able to start to initiate their offense. Yeah. I think the other thing was,
man, his 11 were Milwaukee. He took 16 Saturday, Stoney.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And the other thing about the Milwaukee game, too, where he did only get 11. Like, it felt to me like they got a lot of free throws in that fourth quarter. Kuminga got some, Curry got some, and Butler didn't. They made them. But
are we in a
can we stop? Right, can we stop thinking that other teams' young players aren't as good as our young players?
And that's where I'm having trouble comprehending or processing or digesting just what you said, and I'm not mad at anybody, but Stoney, it's becoming abundantly clear it's early that our young guys, they're good. But some of these young dudes on these other teams, they got different levels and a different motor or engine. And it just looks like we're running out of gas.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studios.
Like, you had to close Tuesday, Saturday out. It's not that you were up.
You gotta do it. You can't just, I mean, they were up 11?
Yes.
About 6 or 7 left?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what happens when you don't take care of the ball. And the other team's really active.
Up 95-86 with 8:48 left in the fourth. And Indiana missing what they're missing. So,
I mean, you could make a case that those were two bad opponents for the Warriors.
And Indiana had got blown out by the Hawks the night before.
Because the Bucks, they get younger and faster without Giannis. And
now,
the
wow.
Indiana Pacers have a lot of young players. The other thing about the Bucks is, like, they have some, like, Bobby Portis is a really good player. Miles Turner is a really good player. And then Ryan Rollins is playing great.
I got to say like, something to
you about
that.
Here's the thing about the Warriors. I think we got to stop thinking they can win every game and should win every game. They're on the road. Like, they're on the road against the Bucks and the Pacers. And can you win one out of two?
All right, I got something for you.
They couldn't.
All right. And help me decipher what I'm trying to say. Because I know how it's going to sound is not how I feel. But I can't ignore this trend. They were plus 15 in the second half Saturday with the non-Steph minutes. And I've noticed they've had success throughout this early season with the non-Steph minutes. But plus 15 in the second half of that game against a young Pacer team, how do you compute that?
He was terrible.
Okay, in that. But Stani, it can't be because he's tired.
Why not?
We're six games in.
I mean, he could have been tired at the end of the game. Not necessarily seasonal fatigue, but maybe he was, you know, he's getting a lot of attention. He's got
that
bigger,
I noticed. They're picking him up, man.
I mean, he's got bigger guys guarding him. And didn't shoot it well against Indiana, and they ended up getting beat. I thought, believe it or not, Kuminga was pretty good in the last two games.
Yeah, I didn't say he was bad.
Here's what he's got to lose, though.
Let me
you
go ahead.
Must you okay. I love Kuminga. Well, I don't. He's good. He has shown that he can make a play now. Dribble, jump stop, pass. He cannot make a play, dribble, 1 foot pass. Mm. He when he comes to a jump stop and just holds it for that one little count, that's when he makes a good pass, I think. But when he goes into the lane and tries to create while moving, I don't think he's there yet with that. But I thought over the weekend he was one of their bright spots.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
And I just wanted more of them Saturday, but I hear what you're saying. You said they were fouling taking free throws, or was that the Milwaukee game? But, Stoney, I was stunned when that bad boy was over. I mean, 8 minutes left, you're up, you know, 11-9, like, man.
Yeah. This is from the 925 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Being tired is the worst excuse ever. No one wants to hear that these dudes are tired. Mm. Okay. I agree. But you know what you have to say? They are old.
What have you made of Draymond?
Very ordinary.
That's a hell of a word, man. Not bad, but ordinary. Yeah.
510, Curry hasn't been the same since the Olympics. It seems his energy has been zapped since then. I wouldn't go that far. I thought he reemerged when they got Butler.
Oh, my God, he reemerged. 26 a game.
Yeah.
All right.
So they got Phoenix tomorrow and Sacramento Wednesday.
So back to back.
Mm-hmm. So
you see my mouth. I shut up. I have no prediction from my pie hole.
Let me just give you a word of caution.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't figure it out.
That's not an automatic 2-0. For the Warriors.
I got you.
It's just not an auto, and no back-to-back is going to be an automatic 2-0 for them.
I'm done doing it. I'm going to react to what happens.
They're going to win the first game.
Yeah, probably. But
Phoenix just beat San Antonio.
Dude, how did that happen?
They're going to beat the Suns.
I would agree with that.
Evan looked at last night, San Antonio visiting Phoenix minus 5.5. My neighbor knew about it. And Evan says, I wanted to get the bet in. I go, he wanted the Spurs. But I wanted Phoenix. And I want to just do a case study, Evan, on what made you think the 5-0 Spurs were going to lose to Phoenix. And they did.
It was like a schedule loss kind of thing. I don't know. They've been playing really well. And Wemby also. Oh, well, the Suns are, I think, one of. It's like two or three teams that have 3 7-footers.
Well, that's
so they're
they
the
do.
Only team that can really at least Man. Try and disrupt him. But also, Jalen Green was out, and that helps them.
Getting a tattoo of his girlfriend on his back.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's got a beautiful girlfriend, Treya Michelle, okay. And he's out, whatever he's doing, but he was made socials. He's got Stani, this big old tat of her on his back.
I follow the NBA, not TMZ.
That ain't TMZ.
That's TMZ in any league.
No,
paying attention to tattoos.
GMZ.
There you go. You didn't see it? I'll send it to NBA Central. And they got him sitting there.
I'm not going to look at it.
You will.
No, I promise I won't. I'm not looking at it under any circumstances. 707, Kuminga's decision-making and shot. Kuminga's decision-making and shot-taking is poor when the game matters. Still a bunch of hollow stats. I would calm down. I love Kuminga.
Yeah.
There's nobody that can watch Kuminga this year and say he's not been a better player than he's been.
I love Kuminga. Oh, he's Stani. He's been the – what if I told you I think he's the brightest spot? We're only two games in. But, dude, this is incredible. And I don't think he's going anywhere. That makes me feel better.
Okay. Does it worry you that he's having a great year and you're 500?
It's worrying me that we need more than just Kuminga in regard to the youngster
department. I thought there was a new strength in numbers.
Yeah, Melton coming back.
They go 11 deep.
Seth and Melton coming back. So we ain't seeing
this. Yeah, so we're that should be.
What do you want me to do, man? No, but seriously, Stani, it's more than Kuminga. Like, we need that, and there's no law on having young talent dynamic. What about Pods?
What about him?
I think he's been playing okay.
Okay, they lost. I don't care who played well on Thursday and Saturday. Who cares? And that's what Kerr was with the...
He was hot.
I completely agree with him on those kind of things. All I care about is guys who play well when we win. If you play well when we lose...
Let me read this
I
to
need
you.
More.
From the chat, Saad Bouizi. Goo, it's the OGs who are letting us down. Your take on that?
I mean...
Well, he ain't too, go ahead.
Look at the numbers. I mean, don't look at the numbers. Don't look at the numbers. How's Curry been this year?
Oh, man. Do you see the Denver game?
Okay, that's one game out of seven. That's my point. They've played seven games. How's Curry been this season? I think he's been okay.
All right, that's what I'm going to say.
Just okay for him.
Right. What about Jimmy?
Just okay.
No, that's the one I'm looking at okay too.
And what about Draymond?
Ordinary.
Okay. So the three veterans have been.
And what about your new addition in Al Horford, Stani? He has to start. Do you see it now? He's just lost out there with the other. He's got to start.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. So, I mean.
You don't think it would help him being out there with the dudes of his caliber?
You can't start a guy if he doesn't deserve to start. And I don't know if he thinks he does or not. I don't know if he wants to start.
But what would constitute deserve?
Because it's stunk.
Oh, well,
like,
yeah.
Like, he has not played well enough.
No doubt.
That's what I mean.
I'm trying to get him out of the funk. And he has not started. Just a thought I had.
Well, okay. Start him tomorrow. Guess what? Then you won't start him the next day. Or... No, now you have to. Now
he's not playing the next day because it's a back-to-back.
That's the point. Yeah. It's like, so now you have a 55-game player who's dictating your starting lineup because he's been so bad off the bench that you might want to jump-start him and start him. I mean, I'm not worried about Horford, but is that a that's a player option next year, isn't it? For Al Horford? Player option for Al Horford.
And I do wonder if he's signed off. And like you said, somebody checked me. I were up against this study that he was, I think it was you, he was coming off the bench much of last year too.
He's been coming off the bench the last couple of years. Not every game, but a pretty good percentage of those games. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 707, Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line. Real quick, Goo, think about this and then get it on the other side. Actually, Draymond's been better than okay. Look at his three-point percentage. Eric and Pinal. We'll examine that on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, it's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. I love Kuminga.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm looking at something on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And,
does it have to do with me?
Nope. I tried to verify it and I couldn't.
Uh-oh.
However, if it's true, it's just, it's classic.
What do I have to
according
say?
To the 510, Luka and Reeves are out tonight in Portland.
There's no way.
There can't be.
I will throw this baseball through the glass.
Is that true?
There's no way.
Randy giving thumbs up. They are both out tonight.
This is
the second part of his text or her text. I would never buy an NBA ticket to a road team hoping to see a star.
I listen. And
it's back to back.
Evan, play it. It's okay to play. This is embarrassing. I just watched him 12 hours ago play.
That's why they're probably not playing.
What are we?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Wow.
Okay.
Go ahead, Evan.
Are you going to have this energy? When on Wednesday,
yep,
the Warriors have three of their starting five load managing.
Okay, Evan.
On the road.
I'm not ready for it.
In sack.
But the fact that it hasn't happened yet, I'm okay. They didn't do it right out the gate.
You'd rather see them play like they did the last two games than get these guys some rest.
Evan, seriously. And Grandy and Steiny.
Are you beginning to see the dilemma of this season?
No, this is embarrassing to the league.
Oh, that's the
fact. It's been embarrassing, and I've been trying to denial. What about the people that pay for tickets to go see Luka, who's been balling, him and Reeves?
They're there to see Shade and Sean.
But to pull your pants down and just poop on a game, that's what they're doing. With no toilet paper. This is embarrassing. Now we're going to talk about Spadoni in this text.
Hopefully it'll help my bet.
Did you put it in?
No, with you. Now, hopefully they'll pay the price. They go up to Portland tonight and get run out of the gym.
About the bet. But let's get to Spadoni's text, Donnie, because I want to disagree with him. Go ahead.
Okay, let's take one call. There's one, Jim Spadoni in St. Louis.
All right.
Guy calling from St. Louis. Wow. I got to get on the phone. What's up, Jim? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Your show is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Sweet.
Yeah. We have a wasteland here in St. Louis. There's no sports stuff.
That stinks.
It's very depressing.
Oh.
Yeah, just the four-letter one.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's like watching Fox News. But anyway.
What do you think about Steph so far?
I got a theory. My theory is that he's two steps slower than he was 7 years ago. What do you think about that?
Let me talk slower. Thanks, Jim. Let me talk to my partner. Two steps slower. I don't know how to measure that.
Yeah, that's too much. And again, I'm just going off of what transpired after Jimmy came in, and I'm not going to overreact to five games. But Steiny, he's an older, obviously the oldest he's ever been on the hardwood. But I've just noticed guys are picking him up, making it more difficult. And receivers to get pressed. Anytime you got people in your space, it takes a little more boxing. It takes a little more energy out of you to get comfortable. So I've just noticed they've been doing that to Steph. And I wonder if that has anything to do with his late game turnovers. But if we want to keep it 100, and I'm going to give it right back to you, Steiny, Curry's always had this part of his repertoire. That, you know, he's had the careless turnovers at times. So I can't just say, oh, it's because he's two steps slower, but he's not two steps.
The one thing that I can't stand that they do sometimes is Curry will be bringing the ball up the court, but they have guys kind of lingering in the backcourt rather than kind of running to the other end of the floor, which means right around half court, there always seems to be an extra defender or two, and that's, to me, when he gets into trouble. I think he can still bring the ball up in an empty backcourt against just about anybody, but it's like when there's just when it's a little too congested half court, that's when the athleticism and length can really get you bit.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, we had a dilemma here. I'm going to let you make the decision.
All right, go ahead.
We can do the...
Because this is sports radio. We're living the dream. There's really no dilemma.
We got a guy on hold, and you know who he is.
All right, let's go. Go to him.
Well, you don't know who it is. I mean, you know
him. He'll still fit in Spadoni.
Caleb? You want to go to Caleb in Newark?
Yeah, that's our guy.
All right.
Wow, I thought he was your guy, too.
I thought so.
Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah, he's... Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
Hey, Steiny, man. I feel kind of betrayed, bro.
How so, buddy? Wait, what?
What happened to our relationship, man? I thought we were buddies, Steiny.
I felt like you took a shot at me last call.
Oh.
Last week.
I did?
Yeah, I know. and I'm not having it right now.
I mean, all I said, man, is that, you know, you were 70 years young. But look.
Go ahead. You got to follow up. You think what you think's a funny line with another one. Let's go.
Chewy.
Well, you said it earlier before. I was actually getting my workout in. Congrats to the French Woods, man, and Siana. That's pretty dope, man.
Oh, thanks, man, for remembering.
Yeah, man. Happy for them. That's great. But let's be real, Steiny. You talked about it. You know why the Warriors have lost these last couple of games? You guys really want to know why?
Sure.
This is why they've lost. At the end of the day, a team like that's won those championships and played in all those big games over the years, it's just hard to get up with the fifth or sixth game of the season against a Pacers team that doesn't have Halley, or a Bucks team that doesn't have Giannis, or you play a Blazers team on a back-to-back. It's just hard to get up for it. And Steve Kerr talked about it. What they've been like, 0-12 the last couple of years when players miss their stars. It's just, when you've had the success they've had, it's just hard to get up every single night and compete and do what they got to do. But in the end of the day, they're going to get to the playoffs, but throughout the season, there's going to be a lot of games where they lose to teams where you think they shouldn't. Plain and simple.
Appreciate you, Caleb.
Take
thanks
it easy,
for the call.
Man. Yeah, I know Kerr mentioned that stat.
That stat was made up. Please, that was not.
Oh, thank you. I can't stand hearing it.
He said we're like 0-12. Okay.
What about
the win over the Lakers week one when they didn't have LeBron?
Yeah. That Laker news got me mad. I don't even want to talk about hoops, man.
Really?
Austin San Jose said, "Goo, what's going on with Biddy, Buddy?"
With who?
Biddy, Buddy. He's a notorious slow starter, just like Clay.
The somebody saying that's BS. They got up for
man.
Sorry, but he's right. I think Caleb's absolutely right. Whether you like it or not, it's going to be tough for him to get up for those games. And here's the issue.
They were up eight with 8 minutes left.
They couldn't close because they didn't have legs.
So they got up for the game. Well, they blew their load. And that's what
they
lost.
They ran out of gas.
Yeah, that's what I'm quarter horses. So don't say they didn't get up for the game. They couldn't sustain it.
I don't think they were up for the game. The other thing is, like,
How do you get a lead, Donnie?
I'm going to tell you. I don't think teams in the NBA get up for games. I think teams have a threshold that they want to meet as like they want to like the NBA is not like college. You just don't go out and get sky high for one game and then you're coming back against a mid-major and you can have to establish a level of play. And reality. And they're not as good as like.
But the Warriors are better than Milwaukee and what they had. So that game should be over. And what you say, tell me if I'm wrong, Stoddy, before that ball is tipped.
But that's wrong.
It's like we're here. Who's here? Jimmy Dre and Steph.
We
can jack around and win this game if we want to play like that. And they don't. They had a lead of 11, 9, 8. Close it out.
Well, that was
and then you got
Indiana.
Your stars turning it over. And Kuminga against Milwaukee. 5 for him.
Well, then
why
do you think they're
going to
the Western Conference Finals?
Because they're going to lock in.
But that's
I'm not saying they're looking at. They're not doing their homework. That's not. They got leads and control of these games. That's why it's irritating to me. Now, if you do a no show, I would feel better. Oh, they didn't even no show. But having these thresholds where I'm thinking, man, this is a wrap, and it's not. Is like, whoa, it's shocking.
No,
and
it's not okay. Shocking, right. Goo. You know what I mean? Right.
Can I say something to you about Buddy Hield? Life is mental, and so is sports, Donnie. I'm just starting to wonder. It's early. He's not getting a lot of minutes, and it's early. I wonder if that's affecting him. Fair or too drastic, too early? And it's just going to get worse when you got guys like Melton coming back. And
Buddy's getting old, too.
Damn.
I mean, Buddy's what, 33? Man. He never misses games.
Yeah.
So
you hit me with that one.
You know, I mean,
but that's not what I see, but I got you just upstairs.
I mean, I just think we've got to – other teams have good players too. And like that, I think you said it. Like you said it. Oh, Butler, Curry, and Draymond, we can just jack around and win that game. It's like, again, they have Bobby Portis. Like Bobby Portis – probably played better than Draymond that
game. But you held him
at
bay.
What about Miles Turner?
No, he was great. 14,
he's a
15,
damn good player.
But you held both of those guys at bay to get a lead at the end of the game to where now all we got to do is execute and close it out. And we're turning the ball over.
Well, that's because when other teams ramp up their athleticism and defense, the Warriors have to have an answer.
And we got one guy that goes to the rack with reckless abandon, and you know his name. But it takes more than him. That's what I'm starting to get concerned with, Stoney.
Well,
we need to be more electric with our younger guys, too. And maybe that's an indictment, or I overrated the younger guys. The game is played at the rim, even though the Warriors make me feel like, you know what? Not all the time, Goo. And that's why I've been banging on a drum for Kuminga. But I'm seeing all these other dudes eat. Who was the guy on the Pacers that just came from the practice squad? Jackson?
Yeah.
Who's giving us the business?
Yeah, he's probably playing harder than you guys were.
Like, who's this
actually,
dude?
You know what? He was.
Playing harder.
The Bucks played harder than the Warriors on Thursday. How come? Because they had a lot of young players.
And it's early, but GP2, Stoney, something's going on.
Oh.
Because I took I can't even give you a damn.
Interesting.
No, it's early.
Yeah, it's early.
But I'm like, what's going on?
What do you mean?
I don't get that. He ain't playing with that. What word am I looking for? Zest? There's something. I don't know. He's just out there.
I don't think he was great defensively last year. But every time I said that, I'm just saying.
Hey, y'all can fight me if you want on this, but tell me who's got a better Euro than Pods right now. No, Stoney, when he uses it
that'll
right.
That'll win you games.
No, I'm not.
No, seriously.
I'm not saying that. The dude's Euro is always trying to perfect it. I couldn't. It's beautiful when it works. Nah, I got that out. Gosh, I'm not saying that. Just give credit where credit is due. Dude's got a Euro down.
I'm going to tell you this all year long, and I'm sorry. Names don't win games. And you got to get this out of your head.
Wow.
That Butler, Draymond, and Steph can just show up.
Man.
Not anymore.
Man.
Not anymore.
Stoney,
they have to play well.
Mm. I took that like some Robitussin. You know, you take medicine, you don't want it, but it's but you're not right yet. But they, listen.
Well, but you'd have to be blind.
But they're getting the leads, partner, so it's not like they're not showing. That's why I'm upset. It's early, but come on. And nobody should be tired.
Well,
that's what I'm like.
Oh, Steph Curry shouldn't be tired? He's 37.
Yeah, you just played 29 minutes the other night. Remember we were talking about that?
Let me ask you a question. Is Curry going to be better on the back-to-backs 10 years ago or today?
10 years ago.
Well, that's my point, Goo. Like, it's going to be hard.
But that wasn't a back-to-back Saturday.
Well, that's exactly. Exactly. Like, the thing that I thought was interesting was...
Tell me, man.
Was the game after the back-to-back, the game against Milwaukee, they played back-to-back, had a day off, and in Milwaukee, they didn't look great.
Yeah.
Like, I got to tell you, I'm ready to rant soon. But
Are you noticing multiple rebounds on multiple misses possession?
Have you noticed they're old? They're probably not going to chase down as many loose balls.
I kind of like that voice, but man, dude, that was bother Saturdays. I mean, Indiana was just getting miss after miss, and I'm like, come on. But it's early, they're 4-3. Chris A., I'm not getting on Stoney nerves. This is
you are. You are.
Oh, no, man.
Go ahead. Give me the spit
on. Real quick, just back to football. He, and I disagree, He said you can lose your job to injury. Jimmy lost it, and Trey Lance. And I say to Spadoni, who I love, hell no on Jimmy. Jimmy lost that job 2 years ago when he couldn't stay healthy, so they were over him, and then they were froggish and leaped when they saw Trey Lance. And as far as Trey Lance, Steiny, he just showed them.
Even about Tom Brady and Bledsoe?
Well, now if we're going to do it like that, you're going with the 1%. I mean, was that the right move? Yeah, but it's happened.
I'm just saying, like,
and who's second-guessing Cap or Alex Smith? That was the right move.
Okay, well, then it happens. I'm with Spadoni. Like, there are no rules that you can't be.
Oh, right, okay, gotcha.
Like, no, I'm sorry.
Jimmy.
Moses Moody lost his starting job this year because he got hurt. It happened already.
But I would say to that, Steiny, Moses Moody on his greatest day is not better than Jonathan Kuminga.
And I would tell you
so
that.
So there's no way.
But he lost his starting spot. Like, that's the argument, not who's better. Moses Moody was going to.
I don't see that way.
I don't know why. Steve Kerr said he was going to start Moses Moody the first two games. Kuminga played well. I'm going to stick with Kuminga. I mean, that's the definition of losing your starting job because of injury.
I don't know.
Frank in Atlanta?
Our man, Frank. We got
Come
time
on,
for Frank.
Frank. Hey, Frank, not
yeah,
too
Frank
technical.
Frank needs minutes. Yeah, Frank
not
needs
too
minutes.
Technical okay. today, Frank.
All right, I won't get too technical. I'm
the other man.
This.
Go ahead.
The Dubs, they're playing seven different lineups in every game, which that has to stop so they can get a rhythm and get to know each other. The one big problem that I see with the Dubs this year is our pace of play is way too fast. When we played the first couple of games and we were playing at a walk-up pace like we were playing against the Clippers, we're going to beat any team we run into by 10, 12, 15 points. At the minute you speed the game up, we will become a turnover machine, just like we have in the all three games we lost. We turn the ball over at an amazing clip because we're playing too fast. Curry, Podziemski, everybody has to – it has to become a habit to slow the pace of play. This strength in numbers, that's smoke and mirrors, dude. We got to find 10 or 11 guys who are going to play – and slow down.
Man.
Throw the ball to Jimmy. Run your ball.
Wow.
Run your offense through a post-entry pass so you can, A, get to 50 points in the paint, and B, get to the free throw line. We can't run and shoot threes and drive to the basket with these young teams. Can't do it.
All right.
Good hey, stuff, Frank.
Good
wow.
stuff.
Huh?
This is from the 408. It's not about being tired. Even if we had 3+ days of rest before a game, it's about age. We will get beat by younger teams more often than not. That's according to Gil on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. I mean, we have to acknowledge that athleticism through seven games has given him trouble.
Okay, no doubt.
And it was a point of emphasis that we thought might be an issue. Size, athleticism, age. I'm just begging everybody
to take that into account.
Let's not be shocked.
What about Frank and the slower pace? I don't know where I'm at
with
it.
My first thought was that's not going to benefit Kuminga.
Ooh.
Now, you can play half court and still get out on the break when you have numbers, but they may have to be a half court team.
Do we know why and I'm not saying the league's out to get them, why so many back-to-backs for this year's Warrior team so early on?
Well, how many have they had? This is the second one of the year?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to even out.
All right.
You know? They're going to even out, I would think.
But I'll say this. If I'm DeAnthony Melton, the team doesn't need to tell me, but boy, there's some minutes for you to grab on this team if you're the DeAnthony Melton that I'm accustomed to.
Guess what? I'm starting to think I thought he was going to be back sooner than a month.
Okay.
Or I thought he was going to be back sooner than a month into the season.
Don't say a hiccup.
No, but they said last week 3 weeks till he gets reevaluated again. So that means that puts us a month into the season. That probably puts us – he won't come back before, what, the 20th game?
I got you.
So he's going to miss a quarter of the season to start.
Is Kerr using too many rotations for your liking? I kind of like it because I feel like he's getting to what Frank wants, 10 or 11, and how you know and find out is, you know, mixing and matching.
Yeah, I think all he's doing right now is trying to figure out who over the course of the year is going to get locked into a rotation. Like, Will Richard is a guy that, to me, he's getting minutes right now. Why? Well, because he's earned some, but I think Steve Kerr's got to find out if this guy can be, you know, the ninth man for an entire NBA season, which would mean, can I rely on him for 15 minutes a game? And of course, right now, it'd be like, sure, he looks like you can rely on him. But, you know, the NBA season's long.
Yeah. I saw Steph after Saturday's game at the podium. I did not like. I mean, he was deep in thought and he was taking ownership of his mistakes, Donnie, but I don't remember a time, even after game seven losing in the finals, what word am I looking to where he was so reflective. And I was like, man, it's just a Saturday game, as disappointed as I was. Yeah. That 94 feet is bothering the whole team.
I mean, that, like, there's nothing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
New here for Golden State. And they've struggled with point of attack defense, you know, the last couple years.
Yes.
That hasn't gotten better. You know, Kuminga does as well as he can. Moody does as well as he does. But, you know, I don't know how they're – I don't know how they're going to be a great defensive team.
Man, we got to figure out a way. My biggest – real quick here, Stan, before we go. My thing is Horford, man. We got to – I know it's early, but it'll be late before. I mean, we got to figure out a way to maximize this dude. And jacking threes when everybody else is jacking threes is like, I don't like that mix.
I mean, if you're – I mean, seriously, if you don't get something out of Horford and it's going to cost you your season, I mean. What – he's 39.
No, I got it. But you knew that when you went and got
that's
him.
That's right. Yes. Yes. The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, drinks, games in the parking lot. If you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right. Free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. And the last home game, it filled up in a hurry. So go to 957thegame.com, sign up for that free shuttle, and get on that thing. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.